One day we'll get to know and see that place, and we continue to live faithful to God and to His Word. We know it. We read of a place, but we want to one day be able to be at that place. Amen. To walk the street of gold and see the walls of Jasper. God will be there, and His children will be there. And so we're so grateful to be here this morning in this assembly for the purpose of worshiping God in spirit and in truth. And so you're visiting with us and not a member of the Church of Christ. You're a distinguished guest of the audience. We call you our VIPs, and we want you to be a member of the Church of Christ. We believe the Bible is right. And the Bible tells us that there's only but one church, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God. And we believe in that. And the Savior in that church. And the church you can read about in the Bible is the Church of Christ. There's no other church you can read about in there. And so we tell people that, and we want you to know that. Don't take the risk of losing your soul outside of the body of Christ, not according to the Scripture. Make sure you've done things according to the Scripture. Amen? Amen. Know Jesus hung, bled, and died, suffered for all of us. Yes, 6 hours on the cross. He hung there and bled, the blood that purchased His church, and that same blood will wash your sins away if you obey the gospel. So if you're here today, we want you to do that. Amen? We had a tough week or so, haven't we? With the hurricane, God is in the wind, He's in the hurricane, and we say whatever His will is, it's going to be done, and we accept the will of God. Amen. Amen. So we accept that, and so we're praying for those who have been affected physically by the storm. We are praying and doing things that we'll talk about during the congregational meeting to assist in the efforts to recover from the storm. So pray you would be a participant in that effort as a congregation, for we must pull together as a family. Amen. And make sure, first of all, our family is taken care of, and then we go to others as well and take care of them as much as we can. So we're thankful to God for the storm. Amen. All things work together for good to them that love God. Even a storm was to the good of this world. Many people who did not think about God were thinking about Him when that wind was blowing at 100 some miles an hour. Amen. We had no control. And at that point, it makes you realize who's in control. And also makes you think of how fragile life is and the brevity of life. We must take life serious. And then, so we had a good call Sunday. Over 600 people called to hear the word of God. We preached on the conference call, assembly, through audible assembly. Everybody could hear. Everyone could hear. Faith coming by hearing. Everything we believe is by audible. God don't send signs. We have the written signs. The Bible says in John 20, John 20 and verse 30. Truly, many other signs did Jesus in the presence of His disciples that are not written in this book. But these that are written that you might believe. Everything we believe must come from the written word of God, and then the hearers of it, if he be a hearer of the word and do these things. Jesus said, I liken unto him or her a wise thing. So if you don't have an ear to hear, you cannot assemble in here. That's not assembly. You got to hear the word of God. Assembly is according to the audible presence of God's word being pronounced to the world. The whole world must hear the word of God. And so we're here today to hear, and we're assembled here to hear the word of God. That's what we come to do, to hear it. We had over 600 people hearing the word of God on Sunday morning. And and to me, that was a powerful moment for us to reach out to know many congregations joined us, and many were lost. They had never heard the gospel. We're on that call that day. And I thank God for the technology that they didn't have in the first century, that we have in 21st century. We don't ride chariots. We drive a car to worship. Amen. They rode chariots. We're in the 21st century. They didn't have telephones. We have telephones. They didn't have a conference ability. We have, and we should say, thank God for giving us the ability to be able to come together in a time when we could not come to this place to assemble. Amen. So I'm just throwing it out there. Throwing it out there. Amen. We need to understand the word of God is powerful. It is quick. It is powerful. The word of God is sharp than any two-edged sword, piercing even dividing of son of the soul, the spirit, the joints and marrow, and the thoughts and intents of the heart. The word of God will penetrate the mind of men. And so we're thankful that God gave us a way to get the word out to this world. And we're thankful for that. Now, so I thought about, what do you do in a time like this? We've been studying the book of John. I'm not going to leave it because I believe the most important thing is that we don't lose our souls. In John chapter 3, I can lose my house. I can lose my car. I can lose my family member. I can lose my life. But nothing more important than your soul. Jesus said, if a man die in his sin, he said, where I am, you can't come. People are dying from heart attacks. People are dying from hurricanes, floods, electrocution, stabbing, shooting. But the point is, you're going to die. We're going to die. So why not stay with the John 3? What Jesus says here, that except a man be born again, he cannot see or enter the kingdom of heaven. Let's go there in John chapter 3 and verse number 1. There was a man of the Pharisees
named Nicodemus.
He's a ruler of the Jews. Nicodemus is his name. He's a ruler, a rabbi. He's a ruler of the Jews. And the Bible says he came to Jesus by night. Now he come to Jesus by
and
night.
Said unto him,
we don't know exactly why he went by night, but he went by night. It could be that he was concerned. Jesus had just cleansed the temple, and many of those Pharisees and Jews were upset at him. But he being part of the Sanhedrin, he goes to Jesus at night. And so the Bible says he speaks to him.
Rabbi,
he said, now here's what we know.
We know that thou art a teacher.
Come from God.
For no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him.
He's acknowledging it, that Jesus is doing some divine things, that God had to be involved. Jesus was performing miracles in their sight. And so he knew that he had to be doing some things that only a man from God could do. Then the Bible says, Jesus answered and said unto him,
Verily, I say unto thee,
truly, I'm telling you, Jesus is getting ready to make a profound statement and put emphasis on what he said, verily, truly, this is what I got to say. He says this.
Unless you do this,
you cannot see
the kingdom of God.
Now, he's saying, unless a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of his dear son. This is the church and heaven. No one can get in the church unless they've been born again. No one can get to the street of gold unless they have been born again. Can't get into neither one of them. He said, he cannot see. I'm not going to even let you see it. Now, we're born naturally from the mother's womb. Amen. But Jesus said, be born again or anew. And so now in verse number 4, Nicodemus said unto him,
How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born?
It's a silly question to me. A ruler of the Jews, seems like he'd know him better. Then how that look? I mean, it's just a grown man going back in mama's womb and coming out again. It just don't make sense. I've always said, how can this guy ask this kind of question? I just shake my head and I don't know. But it seems like a silly question for a ruler Jew. I ought to know better than that. But he asked. Well, look at how Jesus answers him.
Jesus answered, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God.
So Jesus comes back and explains to him. I'm sure Jesus sounds the same thing. He's going to ask him kind of, he said, now, what I'm saying to you is that the person who's going to see or enter the kingdom of God must be born of water and of the Spirit. Now, if you're not born of the water and of the Spirit, you cannot see or enter heaven. And so he is saying no man, woman, boy, girl, will ever see heaven if they have not been born again. Now, notice what he says. That which is born
of the flesh.
Now
he's going
to come back and try to make sense out of what question he had. He said, now, Nicodemus, when you're born from mama, that's flesh. That which is born of flesh is flesh. And then he said, that which is born of the spirit is spirit. Is spirit. So he breaks it down to him. There's a womb birth, and then there's a spiritual birth. In Job chapter 14. And the Bible says there in verse 1. Man that is born of a woman is of a few days and full of trouble. So what he's saying is that when we came from mama's womb, we came to live a few days. But during those few days we live, that physical birth will be trouble in the lives of the people. Then there's the spiritual birth. And from the spiritual womb, we will be born. I'll show that. How we are born from a spiritual womb. But that life is an eternal life. Now, that life lives forever. And the one who's born of the flesh must die. Now, it's appointed unto man once to die. And after that, there will be a judgment. Now, so I want to focus that. That which is born of the spirit. That's the title of my lesson, but that's the person you want to be. You want to be born of the spirit in order to see or enter heaven. This is not a hard lesson. So when we look at this, there is a natural man. Get 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 11. There is a natural man and there is a spiritual man. And so one of the problems we're having in today, some of us who've been born again are still acting like we haven't. They're not spiritual. And I'm coming with more of that. But he said, that which is born of the spirit. Now, in 1 Corinthians 2:11, he said, what man knoweth?
For what man knoweth the things of a man?
Say
the spirit of a man which is in him.
So I have a spirit in me, a little S spirit. For even so
the things of God knoweth no man.
No man.
But the spirit of God.
So you have the spirit of God, which is the Holy Spirit. Then you have the spirit of man. And then he says, now
we have received.
We have received.
Not the spirit of the world.
He's talking about the apostles. He's talking about them now. Not the spirit of the world,
but
the
spirit which is
of
God.
So they had the Holy Spirit guiding them to write the scripture. He said that we might know
the things that are freely given to us of God.
Which things also we speak. So that's how we got scripture. Is that the Holy Spirit guided Paul and Peter and James to write the words given to them by the Holy Spirit, which man's wisdom teaches. These that we speak also, not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. So if you don't have the Holy Spirit, you cannot be spiritual. Now, notice what he says now in verse number 14.
But
he
says, the natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God.
That's the natural man. That's the man that came from the mother's womb. Man that is born of a woman is considered the natural man. Now, the natural man
receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God.
For they are foolishness unto him.
Neither can he know them because they are spiritually discerned.
So a man who don't have the spirit cannot discern spiritual things. We are all natural, but you can be born anew or born again of water and spirit and become spiritual. That's what he's trying to get us to see here. Now, but he that is spiritual
judgeth all things,
yet he himself is judged of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him, but we have the mind of Christ.
We
all of us got the mind of God. Here it is. And the Spirit gave us to it. He gave it to the apostles. They wrote it in a book we call the Word of God. We could not know what God thinks unless they wrote it in Scripture. That's called revelation of the Spirit. What he revealed to us is the wisdom of God. So you want to stay away from wisdom of men. When you're being spiritual, you go to the wisdom of God and not the wisdom of men. So then you got to go back. How do the natural man get the spirit? Go back to John chapter 3 and verse 7 where we read. And Jesus said this. He said, now,
marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again.
Don't let this surprise you. Don't let this shock you so much that I'm telling you, you got to be born again. Now he said that you must be born again. Is that what he said?
He must be born again.
This is not optional. In order to go to heaven, you must be born anew, born again. The first birth was physical. There is a spiritual birth required in order to go to heaven. Don't be marveled, he tell Nicodemus. Don't be surprised what I'm telling you. Notice what he said.
The wind bloweth.
The wind bloweth and
where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh.
Yeah, we hear, and whether it goeth. We hear wind blowing. Right. You go outside the wind. Well, which direction is it going? You can just hear the wind blowing, but you don't know where it's going. And he said, now Jesus getting it down so he can understand. So he said, so is everyone that is born of
the Spirit. That is born of the Spirit.
Just like we hear wind but can't see it, the second birth is of water and spirit and will present no visible physical change. So when I'm born again, you know how little babies come out. Oh, he's so cute. Look just like his mama. I just think all babies kind of, you know, messed up when they first come out. That's just me. And, you know, you don't really want to say this. I'm just telling y'all the truth, how I feel. Some of you, the head be twisted and wrinkled up in the face and stuff. Oh, he looks just like me. I said, no, he don't even look like me yet. His head twisted. He just came through the mama's womb. Y'all follow me? And everybody said, oh, she's so cute. He's so pretty. I said, oh, that's a little baby. And then they grew up to be beautiful, right? I know what we be saying, but some of y'all agree with me. I know you do. You got to agree sometimes. You got to agree. But see, when a child is born into the miracle, this is why you got the illegals and the legals in America. The citizens, the illegal citizens, are those citizens who come to the United States not according to the law. Right? See, if I want to go be a Russian citizen, then I got to be a Russian citizen according to Russian laws. So I'm an American citizen. Can I go into Russia and say I'm a citizen? No. God, I have to become a citizen according to the law. And yeah. And so that's what happened while with this whole illegal alien thing. It's illegal. And that's the problem. And so it is with the born again process. To enter into the kingdom of God or be a citizen of that kingdom, the individual then must become a citizen according to the law. So he said to him, there's going to be a spiritual change that we won't see physical, just like you can hear wind, but you can't see it. Y'all get that? Now, listen to Nicodemus.
Nicodemus answered and said unto him, how can these things be?
He just told you not to be. He just told you. Marvel not. Nicodemus still don't get this. He said, man, how in the world can this be? He's still thinking, what? Physical. How can a man be born twice? Then he says, Jesus answered and said unto him. Now, he kind of like me. I thought Jesus was hitting him like I said.
Art thou a master of Israel?
Now, don't you know?
And knowest not these things?
You don't understand what I'm saying? That other thing to tell me. There's some people you can go around here and you can see this person been in the church 20, 30 years. And you hear him calling me pastor. Have you not been in New Convert class yet? And so you can't just visibly look at a person and say they spiritually mature. There are some people who are in the church, been in the church 20, 30 years, still on milk, still immature. But can I visibly see that in their actions? Can I hear it? Yes. The way they speak, spiritual things or carnal things. And so Jesus said, this guy, I don't know. He's a ruler of the Jews, which should know scripture. Amen. And so now he says, I say unto thee,
we speak that we know and testify that we've seen
and you receive not
our witness.
Now, Jesus said, now, if I had told you
earthly things and ye believe not,
you didn't believe that.
How shall you believe
if
I tell you of heavenly
things? Now he says, now, and no man
has ascended up to heaven,
but he that came down from heaven,
even the Son of Man, which is in heaven.
Jesus, I explained it to you
in an earthly way, and I talked the physical birth, and I shared with you about heavenly things, that the heavenly birth has to do with water and spirit. So he's telling him, you got to consider who I am. I'm coming down from heaven. You've never been there. If you believe that I'm the Son of God, I came from heaven testifying and witnessing unto you the things that you must do in order to enter the kingdom of heaven. So he's telling them that now. Now, Jesus, he said, and as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. Now, he's telling them about his death. Now, in Numbers 21, I think it was in the Old Testament, where Moses, the people were biting, getting bit by snakes because they had violated the law of God. And they had violated the law of God, and they were dying. And they were dying and crying for help. And Moses asked the Lord what to do. And the Lord said, take a brazen serpent, put it upon a pole, and tell the people, when the snakes are biting them down there, to look at the one on the pole. And what he's saying is, the only way that man today can be born again, saved from the venomous bite of the serpent, which is sin, he must look at Jesus on the cross. That's what he was telling them. Now, many people are dying in their sins because they don't know what to do. They don't know heavenly things. And so our job is to preach the gospel, hang him on the cross, and men and women who are coming will come because they see their Savior on the cross of Calvary. Now, if a man or woman believe in God, they must have belief in order to become spiritual. And then one who will believe will do what the law says do to become a citizen of this kingdom, or to be born anew in the kingdom. Now, remember, Jesus said, told Nicodemus, if you got to hear what I'm telling you to do, I'm coming from heaven, I'm telling you what to do. This is not an earthly thing, this is a spiritual thing he's telling him to do. So, let me share with you all how it all, now let's get my board working up here. Let me just demonstrate how we look at this. When we look at mankind, and you look at his heart, the seed of God, Luke 8:11, is the word of God. And you plant that seed in the heart of man as his heart, which is his mind. Faith come by hearing. You plant that seed in the heart, and then he or she will obey the seed. Now, when we're born, there is a seed coming together in order to make the baby. Now, so we have the seed going into the heart. Now, here's how the baby gonna come. The dead spiritual man, that's the physical one who was born from the mama womb. Now, what did he do? When the seed came together, man and female, and it came together, then there was a birth. And so it was planted in water. Then when the child breaks water, that's a baby. Make sense? So he go into the womb. The seed must go in to the individual. The baby is formed. Then the baby is born when he or she break water. When he or she break water, then that baby live a life that will end. That because this is birth to death. In your life, this is your physical birth. But in your life, during your life, God will give you time to have the second birth. That makes sense? Yeah. Now, when we look at the second birth, it's a dead sinner. Spiritually, they're not spiritual yet. Because they're still what? Natural. This is the natural man. The natural man here is the gospel, which is Jesus Christ, what Jesus did for us on the cross. When he hear that, and it goes to his heart, the sinner has a decision to obey the spiritual law. Now, when he obeys the spiritual law, then we got to baptize him. Let's get a little bit more. We got to baptize him or her in water. we buried him in the water. Now, there is something going to happen in the water. Go to Colossians 2:12. Get that for me. Let's go over there. There's a operation take place, and it's not visible. That's what he's saying. These are heavenly things. It won't be a visible change to anyone. And the book says there what?
Buried with him in baptism.
Buried with him, and say we're buried with him in baptism. Read.
Wherein also ye are risen with him through the faith of the operation of
God. There's a resurrection coming. Read on.
Who hath raised him from the dead.
By the faith of the operation of who?
God.
So there's an operation take place under here. It's all spiritual. Go to Revelation 1:5. Now here's the condition of the natural man. The condition of the natural man or woman is that they are sinners. And they are separated from God. So what God is saying, that the only way you can become spiritual, you got to change and get this out of your life and receive something. What did the book say?
Unto him that loved us.
Uh-huh.
And washed us from our sins in his own blood.
So that blood that was on the cross is what's going to take away the problem between man and God. That blood is going to wash away the sin. Because no one can become spiritual in sin. So, because God, there's no sin in him. So he give us the way to become in the pure state, and it happens underwater. So then you got the blood under the water. It's not visible. This is a heavenly decision. It's a heavenly thing, which by faith coming, because he said in Revelation 1:5 that he's going to wash us from our sins in his own blood. Now, I heard that. I got to believe it. The natural man must believe I'm going down into this water, and this blood is going to wash away my sin. The sins are going to go away when I'm baptized. Now, there it is. This is baptism. Now, let's get Acts 2 and then verse 38. In Romans 8, verse 15. Now look what the Bible say now. What are they now? So under the water, something else happens. The sins are gone away. And the book says what? Then Peter said unto them. Okay, read.
Repent and be baptized.
What did he say? Repent and be what?
Baptized.
Baptized who?
Every one of you. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Okay.
For the remission of sin.
Now, he said, now, the baptism, this is water and spirit now, is for the remission of sin.
Read. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.
And then he's going to get the gift of the Holy Ghost. Now, the gift is not the Holy Ghost. The gift is eternal life. So you got to have the spirit in order to see or enter kingdom of heaven. Now, get Romans chapter 8 for me. So you're going to receive this spirit or the Holy Spirit at baptism. So that's water and spirit. So you get the spirit of baptism. Now, when the sins are washed away, then the spirit comes into the individual. It's all heavenly stuff. It's not a physical thing. Read on. Verse 15.
For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again.
Okay, they received the spirit, but it wasn't the spirit of bondage. Read.
But ye have received the spirit of adoption,
uh-huh,
whereby we cry, Abba, Father.
So this person want to be a child of God like Jesus was. So he's saying that, okay, you have to have the Spirit of God. And God is a spirit. Now watch what happens. This is when I become a baby, a child of God. Read.
The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit.
So you have a spirit, little s. Now God's spirit is bearing witness with your spirit.
And that we are the children of God.
Now you can pray to God because you're his child. You were not his child. You're not his child until you have water and spirit. When you got water and spirit, then you are spiritual. Then when you are spiritual, then he says what? Read. You can cry, Abba, Father. Read.
The Spirit itself bear witness with our spirit, yeah, that we are the children of
now
God.
I know
and
I'm a child of God.
Children.
And if children,
then heirs.
That's when I can enter heaven and get the mansion. You know, I will trade my earthly home for a better one, bright and fair. Christ left to prepare what? A mansion for his children in the air. Join him in that land where tears and sorrows shall be found. You cannot, none of us can enter heaven without the spiritual birth. Amen. Now, you got the sinner. Let me get this out of the way right quick. Just about to finish. I want y'all to see this, boy. Now, the resurrection. Now, here come the baby from the mother's womb. Go to Romans 6:3. Quickly.
No, you're not. That so many of us, as we're baptized into Jesus Christ, we're baptized into his death.
So baptism is the water and spirit. That's what he's talking about. Jump. If that man be born of water and spirit, he's talking about baptism. Read.
Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life.
We come up out of the water. This is the person that was buried with him by baptism, and we resurrect. So the natural man was a sinner. He was washed in the blood. He received the Holy Spirit, and he became spiritual. Why? He had water and spirit. That's what Jesus was teaching. And none of it is invisible. When you step in that water, you got to step in there believing that you're going to be buried with Christ. You got to step in there believing you're going to be washed with his blood. You got to step in there believing you're going to receive the Holy Spirit. And when you come up, then you're a spiritual man or woman. And now the spiritual man or woman don't come up grown. The Bible says we come up as new babes in Christ. So you're dead, we bury you in water, and when we bury you in water, you get the Holy Spirit. When you get the Holy Spirit, you contact the blood, and when you get contact the blood, then you receive the Holy Spirit, and then you come up, and then you're a babe in Christ. Now, we don't take none of our babies when they come home from the hospital and kick them out and say, go live now. We don't do that, do we? God's children must grow up, and they must be taught by those who are spiritual. Here's some of the problem that we have in the church. You have men and women who think they're spiritual out there that are trying to grow up babies, telling them carnal things. And not only telling them, but acting carnal. Amen. You follow what I'm saying? Many of our babes can't grow up when some of these sisters who are not spiritual get to them, and she come in here with a short dress, and you get to them in a way that's not spiritual and meek and run that baby off. Right. Amen. Yeah, I'm telling about it. And then you got people who just they just do stuff that's crazy. You know, grown folk acting like children in front of these spiritual babies. Right. Amen. You ought to be grown by now. Amen, somebody. I'm coming down now because I'm about to work on us. Because some of us are not spiritual. Some of us are corner-minded. We think we spiritual. We think we know everything. When we ought to be listening, we talking. Amen. All learn how to behave ourselves in the house of God. Because these babies are need to be raised up to be spiritual men and women. Now, you're not going to do it if you're not spiritual. I'm not going to back off of that. Because spiritual people ain't backbiters, gossipers, they ain't running around in no cliques. Amen. When you see people doing stuff like that, that's not a spiritual man or woman. Don't come to me with something about somebody else. You go to that person. Spiritual men and women go to spiritual people to resolve you. They don't go backbite. Talking behind their back and all that kind of stuff. Because they're not spiritual. Now what he said, who going to act like that? The one that are spiritual, be he that is born of the... That is, born of the Spirit. That's why I'm a tower. This is the person right here that's going to go to heaven. Amen. That person will be spiritual, will remain spiritual, will live according to the Spirit. They'll be led by the Spirit. And the fruit of the Spirit is not no foolishness. The fruit of the Spirit leads us into a spiritual way that wins the people to Christ. Let this mind be in you that was also in who?
Christ
Jesus. Born of spirit. Now, the concern as I close with the hurricane. People who died without being born of the water of the spirit lost their soul. And here you are today in the same condition. Sin separates you. God spared your life in that flood, the hurricane, whatever. Here you are. And you come today. Now, my job today is for you to preach to you the gospel. You then must hear the gospel. What is the gospel? The fact that God loved you, gave his son came down and was beat brutally. He was mocked. He was spit on. He had a crown of thorns stuck on his head. They whipped him with a whip. They made him carry his cross on a hill. On that hill, they would execute him by crucifixion. For you, for me, so that we could become spiritual. Because he had to die for us. He died for our sins according to the scripture. That's why God so loved the world that he gave him. Greater love has no man than this. They lay down his life for his friend. So Jesus came, this story of the death, burial, and resurrection, how he suffered on the cross. Then this here suffering on the cross should prick the heart. So the seed is going into the heart of the individual. This individual, if the gospel, Jesus, death, burial, and resurrection, don't cause him to come to God, she'll never come. That's why you got, can y'all see Jesus on the cross, bleeding, suffering, dying for you? Then God had mercy on you through the winds. He had mercy on you through the floods. He had mercy on you to live to see this day again. And if you believe he did that, then this sinner then will hear the gospel. They hear it. That sinner will believe. That sinner then will repent. Say, I can't leave here like this. God's been too good to me. And that sinner will confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Then you'll be baptized. And what's baptism? Born of the water and of the Spirit. This is what the sinner must do in order to see or enter the kingdom of heaven. Amen. He's the one who's born of the Spirit. My question today is, how many of us are thankful that God blessed us to make it through this thing? Amen. How many of y'all thank God that you lived through it? Amen. We was concerned, boy. I said, if the wind's coming, are we ready? I know I set through 2008, 80 miles an hour wind. And I vowed then to my wife, I wasn't going to set through it. And then I found myself sitting right here where a hurricane coming. And they said it's going to be 130 miles. I said, oh, Lord, how are we going to make that one? But we started praying. Folk were praying everywhere. See how God can make folk get down on their knees and pray when they don't want to pray. Amen. He'll get them into a church, build them when they weren't planning to go. Because God can send some travails. He can send some pain in your life. He can send some things to let you know I'm still in control of life. I'm glad today that he didn't take my life through this thing. There are many who lost their life. I think they say 28 or so right here in Houston. Lost their life through the flood. We don't know how many nationwide. But we do know people are dying. My question is, if you die today, are you okay? Let me first talk to the members of the church. Are you spiritual? Have you left the Lord? Have you been forsaken the assembly? Have you done things that you know contrary to the will of God? You need to come back and ask God to forgive you. Repent. Ask for forgiveness. And you're back in fellowship with God. You got to do it, though. If you're here today and you're not a member of the Church of Christ, you're lost. You must be born of water and of the Spirit. You said, Brother Brooks, I've been baptized before. But you got to be according to truth. Did you know what you were taught today? You got to believe it. This is a heavenly decision. You got to believe that you got to be born again of water and of the Spirit. And you do that today. When you come down here, if you want to come and you say, Brother Brooks, I'm thankful. I just want to be saved. I want to secure my soul. I want the sins washed away. Then you got to be baptized. You got to be in the water and you got to get the Spirit. And when you're in the water, the blood will wash away your sins and you'll receive the Spirit and then you're a spiritual man and woman. We'll come up a baby and we'll raise you up. Amen. Is that good? So what we want to do, you got a song of encouragement? Let's have it. What we want to do, I want those who need prayer. Maybe you've gone through some stuff. It ain't got nothing to do with the storm. You got to do with your marriage. You got to do with your life. Got to do with your family. Got to do with your health. And you know prayers of the righteous availing much. Might got to do with somebody you love. We want you to come. We want you to come to the front. And we're going to pray with you and pray for you. Those who need to make a confession, get your life right with God, we want you to come to the front. And those who want to get baptized, we want you to come. Don't let nothing stop you. As soon as you stand up, this might be the last chance God gives you. There's another one coming. Her name is Irma. Y'all know that? I said, Irma chasing Harvey, but I hope they don't date in Corpus Christi. I hope they don't choose to lay up in Corpus. We want Harvey out of here, and we don't like his girl coming. But then again, we know who's driving the storm. And if it hit Highland Heights tonight, if it was coming right now, and it hit all of us, how many of us truly are saved? How many of us are spiritual? How many of us have been born of the water of the Spirit? How many of us would make it to see the kingdom? I want you to come. I'm begging you to come this morning as together we stand and sing.